Hi, this is Tony Allen with Signet4713.com Gospel Way Podcast. Today's episode is titled, Tongues. Yes, I'm talking about the member in your mouth that allows you to taste and speak. All right. The first reading is going to come from the book of John, chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Now, if you want to follow, I'm reading from the New King James Version. All right. As it is written, verse 23, but the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. All right, that's very important that you get that part. Our Heavenly Father is seeking those that worship Him in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. All right, God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. All right, so what is he saying? When he's saying worship him in spirit and truth, he's talking about speaking in tongues. And I'm going to prove this to you. The word's going to prove it, all right? Because everything I'm saying is coming from what he has already written for us to follow. All right, now watch this. Let's go to John chapter 6, verses 62 and 63. And I'm reading from the New King James Version, all right? Verse 62. What then, if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? All right? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. All right, now watch this. As it was written earlier in John 4, verses 23 and 24, as I've spoken, previously, but the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. That means to pray in tongues. All right, now watch this. If you're not getting your prayers answered, watch this now. The flesh profits you nothing. So what the Father is saying to us, He's looking at our heart. What is written on the tablet of your heart? All right, now watch this. If you don't have the words there, you're not going to be able to speak in tongues because, watch this now, just follow me in this because it's going to all make sense. And this revelation came to me. I'm like, I was reading and I was studying the book of John and I've been hearing all these verses for weeks and months. And God just said, you're not seeing what I'm saying. There is a teaching in here for healing, for prosperity, for everything we need. But God needs us to trust that when we have the words in our hearts, when we speak in tongues, we're speaking in another language that no one understands but the Father. All right, now watch this. And it's going to all make sense. Watch this now. This is the revelation that I'm going to give you that He gave me. All right, now watch this. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 13 through 16. All right, and I'm going to read this very slowly. Verse 13, as it is written, therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. All right, so how do you do that? You have to learn the scripture, write it on the tablet of your heart, and keep it. That means meditate on those words day and night. When you do that, you have the word inside of you, and when you're speaking in tongues, You're worshiping the Lord with all of your being, your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul. All right, now watch this, because when you have it written on your heart, you memorized what He said. When you're speaking in tongues, you remember the words that He has written, and you speak it in a tongue. All right, so you're speaking His words in a different language. Now watch this now, verse 14. It's going to all make sense. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. All right, what he's saying here is you understand that means if you don't have the words there, if you're just babbling anything from your own thoughts and your own wisdom, it's not going to profit you anything because you're speaking in carnality, meaning in emotions. It's the word of God that awakens the spirit. All right, and that's what the Father is saying. I'm looking for that. All right, now watch this. But my understanding is unfruitful. What he's saying is that if you don't have the words there, if you're not speaking his words, you're babbling anything. All right, now watch this. Verse 15, what is the conclusion then? There's a question mark. I will pray with the spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. That means when you're praying in tongues, you're speaking and you're thinking on the words that are written on the tablet of your heart. So in other words, you have to meditate day and night. You must keep the good word in front of your eyes at all times. When you're praying in tongues, it's not about babbling about your emotions. He already knows what you need. God responds to his words. All right, now watch this. What is the conclusion then? There's a question mark. I will pray with the spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. That means you already have the word written on a tablet of your heart. And when you're praying in tongues, you're praying in the spirit, and you're thinking on the words that are there that you have memorized or you have taken and own those words and committed those words in your heart. All right, now watch this. The same thing he's saying here. I will sing with the spirit. I will also sing with understanding. When you're singing in the spirit, when you're speaking in the spirit, you're speaking in tongues. All right, now watch this. Otherwise, if you bless with the spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks, since he does not understand what you say? There's a question mark. So in other words, if you're out in public or if you're in a group of people and you start speaking in tongues, right? And if it's coming from your own emotion, if it's not a revelation from the Holy Spirit that's causing you to speak in those tongues, you're speaking a foreign language, in other words, what he's saying. And those that hear you do not understand nothing you're saying. It's babble to them. Or they're going to look at you like you lost your mind, but you haven't. Watch this. You have lost your mind. You lost the carnality of the flesh, and now you have a renewed mind of revelation from the Holy Spirit and from our Father. Now watch this now. In 2 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9, for the eyes of the Lord travels to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to show himself strong to those whose heart is loyal to him. How does your heart become loyal? Watch this. Let's go to Psalms 112. As it is written in verse 7, he will not be afraid of evil tidings. That means bad news or whatever the wicked is trying to intimidate you with. You will not be afraid. His heart is established. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. If your heart is steadfast, that means you have a solid foundation in the word. You're not going to be wavering to and fro with every doctrine. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. How does your heart become established? That means that you have a proven long track record of trusting in the Lord. This is not an overnight thing. To become established, that means you have to have a foundation of a period of time of studying the word, memorizing the word, keeping the word with patience in your heart. This is what the Lord is looking at. Now watch this. When you pray in tongues, you're praying to the Lord. But God says, I'm looking for true worshipers. And if we're going to worship him, we must worship in spirit and truth. Now, John 6, verses 62 and 63 again. Verse 62, what then should, if I should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? There's a question mark. Verse 63, it is the Spirit who gives life. When you're speaking in tongues, you're speaking to the Father, all right? The flesh profits you nothing. So in other words, if you're just going to the Father and you're just babbling off whatever it is that you're going through and not seeking his words or interjecting his words, the good incorruptible seed in your prayer, he's going to hear it, but your heart condition is not right. You're leaning towards your flesh and not the Spirit, which is God. God is Spirit. His words are Spirit and truth. All right. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are Spirit. So God is looking for true worshipers to worship him in Spirit and truth, the word of God. So when you go into in prayer, like the Lord's Prayer, you should, I think everybody knows that. Everybody can recite that. When you recite it, though, recite it in the Spirit, in a tongue that only the Lord hears. But you know what you're saying, and then you can recite that same prayer to those that don't understand because you know it. It's written on the tablet of your heart. Your mind has been renewed with that prayer, the Lord's Prayer. It comes very easy to you. All right, now watch this. This is what happens when you have the word of God inside of you. Watch this. Psalms 112. This is a promise that the Lord has given us. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Watch this now. To fear the Lord is to deny your flesh and put him first. All right. Otherwise, you're not fearing him. So when look at it this way. Fearing the Lord is not living by the world standards, not looking at what everybody else is doing, what everybody is saying, what everybody else is thinking. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who denies the world, who delights greatly in his commandments, the word of God. Your greatly means, or delights means you have a high amount of pleasure in the word of God. It's not a chore. It's something that you wake up thinking about. It's something that you go to sleep thinking about. It's something that you meditate throughout the day. To delight in his commandments, that means you're taking great pleasure. I mean, it's exciting to you. It's not boring. It's something that intrigues you, that keeps pulling you, that you want to seek more revelation. You want to understand what the Lord and the Holy Spirit is saying. Instead of just reading these words like a good history book, you can get that in the institutions that man has designed. All right. But the word of God is living. All right. It's powerful. It cuts deep. All right. It reveals everything. It keeps you focused. All right, on what's important, because the things of this world will pass. All right, it's going to get torched, and it will not stand if it's not from him, if it's not in his will, if it was not his purpose and plan for your life, and you took it upon your fleshly thoughts to do what you wanted to do. When he comes back, if it was not his plan and his purpose for your life, it will get torched. It will not stand. All right, now watch this. Verse 2. His descendants will be mighty on earth. Mighty. That's a powerful word. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Why is it that your righteousness will endure forever? Because it's the Lord inside of you. It's the Holy Spirit that makes us righteous because of the shed blood of Jesus. We are made righteous through the shed blood of Jesus. When you surrender your life to him, I mean wholeheartedly surrender your life to him and follow him and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, the Son of the Most High God, who died for the sins of the world and is now ascended back into heaven, interceding for us. You become a child of the Most High God. And all these benefits are yours. All right. Now, But you have to surrender. You have to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, the Son of the Most High God. He walked this earth. He did all the things that he said in the Word of God, in the Bible. And you got to believe that with all your being. And you got to trust that with all your being. And you got to meditate on it every day and night and keep it with patience. Jesus tells us, guard your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. All right. So Jesus is our life. Without him, you're spiritually dead. All right. Your body is dying every day. We're like the flowers of the field, here today, gone tomorrow. Nobody knows when our number's going to get called. So you got to walk this walk with intention and purpose in the Word, studying his words, keeping it before your eyes. Let that stuff that's going on in this world, don't let it faze you. You got to live in this world, yes, but you don't have to be a part of this world. You can think on the things above the world, all right, in the heavenly realms. All right, now watch this. Verse 3, wealth and riches will be in his house. If you're broke, if you're struggling, look at what you've been doing over the years. All right. If you want things to change, if you want the blessings from our Heavenly Father, put him first. All right. Start speaking in tongues when you pray. Study his words. Get those words inside of your heart and speak his words. He responds to his words. All right. Now watch this. Wealth and riches will be in his house. Why would he say that if it wasn't true? Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. That means right now, because Jesus is alive. He is reality. All right. So when you pray, you have to put him first in the name of Jesus. Father, I come before you in your Son's name, because it's the Son of God that the Father is recognizing when you speak. It's nothing that you can do. None of your good deeds will cause him to move on your behalf. When you interject the Son of God, he will not ignore his Son. He will not ignore what Jesus has done for the entire world. All right? You become sinless when you are a part of his kingdom, because it's Jesus and the Holy Spirit that God is looking at inside of you. All right? Now watch this. Again, wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Watch this. Unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. Are you going through something right now? Is the enemy attacking you? All right. Call on the name of the Lord Jesus. All right. And the darkness will flee. When you start meditating on his words and speaking his words, unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. You want your situation to change? Change your mind, renew your thoughts. Feed on the good, incorruptible seed. That's the word of God. Plant that good seed in your heart and keep it with patience and let it take root. All right? And the way it takes root is when you meditate on it day and night. That's watering that good seed. All right? That's giving it that sunshine. All right? Because the Lord is true light. All right? And every good seed needs light. You got to keep focusing on the word, speaking his word, believing his word, and trusting his word with patience. All right, now watch this. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. That means when the Lord blesses you, you're gonna help those in need. All right, you're gonna give it away. Right, watch this. I shall lend and not borrow. I should be the head and not the tail. You shouldn't be begging for anything. You should be giving away stuff. All right. Watch this now. He will guide his affairs with discretion. That means give it careful thought. All right. Don't just be throwing the money away. Be a good steward. All right. Make sure when you release that money and you're being responsible, he's going to trust you with more. Now watch this. Verse 6. Surely he will never be shaken. Why? Because you have a solid foundation. You have the word of God there. You're trusting in what the word says. You're trusting in all the promises that the Heavenly Father has spoken and what he says to us and how he's going to protect us. All right. Now watch this. The righteous will be an everlasting remembrance. That's when you leave this world. When your flesh body has expired, your soul and your spirit will go up to him. And he's going to remember you. He sees everything. When you become a child of the Most High God, everything from the day that you are born again until you pass, your physical body passes away, you will always be an everlasting remembrance. All right. Now watch this. Verse 7. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. Evil tidings is bad news, wicked intimidation or trying to intimidate you. All right. You're not going to be afraid of none of that nonsense. All right. Because you got the true word inside of you. All right. You know, Jesus got your back. All right. So, you know, ain't nobody going to touch you unless you give them permission. All right. And you don't give up no territory to the enemy. All right. You don't give up in territory. You don't let the enemy speak over your spirit. You denounce it. All right. You don't let the enemy speak over your spirit, period. All right. Now watch this. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast. Steadfast means firm, all right? Unwavering, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. Like I said, a lot of people use that word established when they build a business and they give you the date that they began the business until the point that they're still in business. They have a long track record. They are established. Your heart has to be established in the word. You have to have some kind of track record there. You got to have that word written inside of your heart. You got to be trusting in the Lord in all your ways, all right? Not leaning on your own understanding, all right? Now watch this. He will not be afraid until he sees his desires upon his enemies. See, when wicked comes against you, Jesus tells us, do not sow evil with evil. You do good. Because what he's saying is, don't compromise your blessings. Don't allow the enemy to get inside your mind and then you're acting the same way as a person that you're trying to rebuke. Right? So if you're acting that way, the Lord's going to rebuke you. All right. Because his eyes is upon the righteous. Right. And to become righteous, that means you have him in your heart and you're supposed to be acting accordingly to the words of God, not the words of the world and the world system. All right. So you can't go down to that level. You got to rise, right? You got to rise above. You got to be in the heavenly realms. You got to think on the heavenly things when you're speaking. And when somebody approaches you, right, you look at that flesh body. All right. But there's a spirit inside. There's a spirit inside that's allowing that person to speak. All right. But you got to denounce it. You don't receive it over your spirit. You don't meditate on what that negative person is saying. You denounce it and you know the truth and you speak the truth. You respond on with the truth. All right. You don't go word for word with the devil. You're going to lose that battle. The devil, he ain't going to play fair. I'm telling you, he ain't going to play fair. All right. So you're going to lose that battle every time you come back with the word of God. You got to have that good seed in your heart and you respond in that manner. And then the blessings, the Lord comes and fights your battle, right? Watch this. Exodus 14:14. As it is written, the Lord himself will fight for me, and I shall only hold my peace. That's his words. And he says it because when he says, hold your peace, don't, your words is what defiles you. All right. That's what, because it's inside your heart. When you say something that's foul, all right, that's ungodly. That's what kind of shuts things down. The Lord's like, wait, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing? Come on now. I've been training and coaching you and bringing you up in the right way. And then somebody comes and provokes you. And all of a sudden, everything that's been taught goes to the wayside. Nah, it can't be that way. You got to be steadfast. Your heart's got to be firm, unwavering, trusting in the Lord. Your heart must be established. Develop a track record of trust with the Lord. And you can start today. It doesn't matter. If you're just learning these revelations, today is the day that you should start. All right. Don't put it off. As it is written, his heart is established. It's verse 8. He will not be afraid until he sees his desires upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. That's everybody that is a child of the Most High God that has given their lives to the Lord, doesn't matter where you are just geographically, all right? Because when you surrender to the Lord, you become a seed of Abraham, all right? A descendant of Abraham. And this is in the spirit, in the spiritual realm, all right? So Abraham's seed will be, you won't be able to count it like the sands of the seashore, as the word says, all right? So that means everybody that surrenders to Jesus and follows him and surrenders everything to him, all right? That means your heart, all right? Your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Surrender it all, all right? Now watch this. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. If you're not giving to the poor, you need to start. If you want to be blessed, bless somebody else. Jesus said it's better to give than receive. And he said that for a reason, because that's a kingdom principle. Whatever you sow, you shall reap. All right. So when you sow it in good faith, when your heart is in the right place, when you see somebody in need, you do it with your heart and you give with your heart. All right. Now watch this. His heart, he has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. All right. Because the enemy figures out that there's nothing going to move you. All right. He knows you have a firm foundation with the Lord. You're trusting in what the word of God says. Again, the name of this message is tongues. When you pray in tongues, because God is seeking those to worship him in spirit and truth. And as the word says in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14, for if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. And the only reason why your understanding is unfruitful is because you don't have the word written inside. When you're praying, you gotta speak his words. God is spirit. The word is spirit. The word is God. All right. Now, what is the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. That's the word of God. So you're praying in the spirit. You're speaking in tongues, but you're speaking his words in tongues. All right. That means meditating on a good seed day and night, writing it on your tablet of your heart. And when you go to pray, you pray in tongues, but you're praying the word of God. He will respond. Your healing will come. Your blessings will come. Prosperity will come. Wealth and riches will be in your house, and your righteousness will endure forever. And that's my prayer for those who hear this message. Remember, the flesh profits you nothing. Walk in the spirit and watch God bless you. Amen and God bless.